time for True Confessions with the Big 8 Morning Mess.
Oh my God, no.
So awkward.
Anonymous joins us today for True Confessions. Hi, Anonymous. How are you?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good. Good. What's your what's on your mind? What's your true confession?
Okay, so I have this neighbor who just is very entitled, and he has this, you know, super fast, I think it's a Dodge Charger, and he thinks he can park wherever he wants. He blocks, you know, where you enter the building. He blocks basically anywhere that's convenient for everyone, and
yeah.
he doesn't care. He feels like he's entitled to park in that spot because he has a nice car. I mean, it's not a Ferrari,
right?
but you know, it's a Charger.
Yeah,
but yeah, it's a nice car.
And this is in an apartment complex.
Yeah, exactly. So it's like communal space. So
okay.
He takes up the space, and it's really, really rude, and everyone is angry about it. But just one day, it just really made me angry, and I was walking into my building and holding a bunch of groceries, and I dropped everything because his car was parked so close to the door to enter the building that I couldn't fit. So I dropped a bottle of wine, I dropped a bottle of kombucha, I dropped like a good amount of groceries.
Wine and kombucha, no. That's horrible.
I know, that's like the worst combination ever.
Right.
And so I was so angry, I keyed his car.
Oh, you keyed
angry.
His car?
I keyed his car, and like I felt like all of my neighbors were going to be so proud of me, and I was so proud of me. And then like now that it's been like a week, I feel terrible.
Okay, so when you say you keyed his car, did you like, what did you do exactly?
Yeah.
I keyed the entire side of his car.
This is the whole side?
The like whole tire side. To tire?
Pretty much, yeah.
Wow, and did anyone see you do it?
No one saw me do it, although I swear my neighbors would have high-fived me. But, yeah, no, he hasn't parked there since.
Oh, well, look at that. Mission accomplished.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
I do feel badly now, but in that moment, I was just so fed up.
Yeah.
I couldn't help it.
So, I'll be honest with you, you don't sound like you feel badly, although I know that
I mean, it's a weird feeling
because
part of me, like, honestly doesn't, but then part of me does. Like, I still, you know, I should not have done that. But I said, you know.
That's so, you know, I've never actually talked to anybody who's, I know people key cars, but I've never actually talked to somebody who's done it.
It was weird. Like, it just happened. It wasn't like I thought about doing it. It just in that moment.
It was like a reflex.
So that,
like something took over. Well, I mean, you lost your wine and your kombucha. So.
Exactly. I was so angry.
Wow. Was that the first time you've ever keyed anyone's car?
Yeah, definitely.
All right.
I had no reason to, you know.
No,
but this car created so much, you know, animosity in my building.
It's I get it. You're like a vigilante.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Well, Anonymous, thank you so much for calling and sharing that true confession. That's crazy.
Yeah, I know. That's a little crazy.
Yeah. You know what you should do, by the way? You should probably, like, get some bleach and clean all the paint off of your key just in case the cops come around.
That's actually a really good idea.
Yeah, like, they're going to start CSI-ing your stuff, and you don't want to. All right, listen, good luck.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for listening.
Tyler, good morning. How are you?
Hey.
Hey, Tyler. What'd you want to say, buddy?
I just want to say, I mean, tell that girl, don't feel bad. I mean, I key a car all the time.
You key cars all the time.
Yeah, dude. I mean, if they park too close, or, you know, if they're in a weird angle or over the lines, or, you know, you got to teach people. You got to take advantage of the situation and let them know that they can't take advantage of you.
So you just key their cars?
To teach them that, because they're taking advantage. How are they taking advantage of you?
Well, they park crazily, and they don't give you room, or they're over the line, or they're just like, you can't get in your door. So, I mean, every time I walk through a parking lot, I got my key out, and I'm ready. I key someone who deserves it.
Interesting.
Wow.
All right, so you're saying she shouldn't feel bad because this guy had it coming.
Man, people don't care about anything but themselves, so sometimes you got to let them know, hey, there are other people out here.
And keying their car is a way to do that.
Well, if they're parking so they can, you can't get in your car or you can't get out or whatever, yeah.
All right. All right, Tyler. Have you keyed anyone's car so far today?
No, but I did. I do every week.
Yeah, every week. Okay, all right. All right, man. Hey, thanks for calling. We appreciate it.
Hey, only if they deserve it, though.
No, yeah, no, we got it. We got that. We got. Hey, thanks for calling. WAP, good morning. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Olga.
Hey, Hilda, did you ever key anybody's car?
No, it's Olga.
Oh, sorry.
It's okay.
Olga.
It's okay. Yeah. No, I've never done that because I think it's unethical and I think it's uncalled for and I think two wrongs don't make a right.
Right.
So I would just probably leave a nasty note like I've done in the past.
You've left nasty notes?
Yeah, well, not nasty. I think nasty with cursing words. But I've left notes like, you know, I hope you get bit by 1,000 fleas or whatever, you know.
Very specific.
You left somebody a note. Hold on. You left somebody a note on their car that said, I hope you get bit by 1,000 fleas.
Yes, I've done that before. But no, I would never key anybody's car because I wouldn't want anybody to do that to me, no matter how imperfect I have parked.
What did they do to make you want them cursed by 1,000 flea bites?
What
did they do? Were they just parked poorly or did they...
Oh, no, they park like I've seen ladies get out, you know, girls, young girls get out of a handicapped parking.
Oh, yeah, thing. Yeah.
Yeah, or I've seen people take a person take two parkings.
Right.
And you can't park.
That's the worst, yeah. Definitely. Yeah. Probably that person should get bit by 2,000 fleas if it's two parking spaces.
Yeah, that would be really, really good.
Yeah, I know. All right, hey, thanks.
Pardon me?
No, but you wouldn't key the car. I get it.
No, I wouldn't do that because it's being done to me. I have no reason why. And it really made me upset because my car then was brand new.
I bet,
and
yeah.
It's a horrible feeling, you know. So I just try to apply the rule that don't do to others like you don't want others.
I got it. Well, hey, thanks for calling. We appreciate it. It's a horrible feeling. Probably just about as bad as getting bitten by 1,000
people. Yeah.
Tune in weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. to hear The Mess live or follow the podcast on our Big 8 mobile app.